Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping's held talks with his counterpart from Suriname. Chandrakaprasad Santokhi is paying a state visit to China until Wednesday. President Xi urged the two countries to further consolidate mutual trust, strengthen economic and trade cooperation, and expand people-to-people exchanges. The two heads of state jointly witnessed a signing ceremony for cooperation documents. And prior to the talks, a welcoming ceremony was held for the visiting president. Wang Suwen reports.
Suriname President Chandrakaprasad Santokhi paid respects at Tiananmen Square by laying a wreath and a monument to the people's heroes. And in the afternoon, a welcoming ceremony was held outside the Great Hall of the People, attended by Chinese President Xi Jinping and Madam Peng Liyuan and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. And President Santokhi was joined by Suriname's First Lady and several leading ministers. And the military band played both countries' national anthem and followed by inspection of the PLA Guard of Honor headed by President Xi. And the Chinese leader also held talks with the President Santokhi, with both leaders set to attend a signing ceremony. And the Suriname President Santokhi arrived in Beijing on Thursday for a week-long visit, and it marks his first visit to China since assuming office. He's previously said he has high expectations for expanding and deepening cooperation with China during the trip. And in an earlier interview, President Santokhi also praised the Belt and Road Initiative for benefiting his country.
China's criticized the United States, Japan, and the Philippines and defended its actions in the South China Sea as lawful. It comes after U.S. President Joe Biden hosted a trilateral meeting in Washington. A joint statement issued from the White House by the three leaders voiced concerns over Beijing's actions in the South China Sea. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning has urged nations outside the region not to provoke confrontation.
At present, the situation in the East China Sea and South China Sea is generally stable. Some countries, emboldened by the support of those outside the region, continue to take provocative actions in the area, causing the situation to escalate. It is outrageous to see nations outside the region inciting trouble and provoking confrontation. I would like to reiterate that China is firmly committed to safeguarding its territorial sovereignty and maritime rights and interests, and is committed to properly handling bilateral maritime issues through dialogue and consultation with the countries directly concerned. At the same time, we're firmly opposed to countries outside the region sowing trouble and escalating the situation.
China's called on the United States to play a constructive role in de-escalating tensions in the Middle East. Foreign Minister Wang Yi had a phone conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and reiterated China's appeal for a ceasefire. Wang also said China condemns the attack on Iran's consulate in Syria. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will visit China from Sunday to Tuesday. The visit comes at the invitation of Chinese Premier Li Qiang. The foreign ministry says China has always regarded Germany as an important partner for win-win cooperation, and it supports Germany in playing a more important role in Europe and beyond. The ministry also says the two countries have benefited from each other's development, and they've guided China-EU relations to develop in a steady manner and injected more stability into the world. China's State Council has released a guideline on strengthening regulation for stalling risk and promoting the high-quality development of the capital market. This is the third guideline document on the capital market from the State Council in two decades. The guideline says China should build a secure, regulated, transparent, open, dynamic, and resilient capital market. The guideline demands strict regulation on the entry into the capital market through securities issuance and listing, as well as rigorous oversight on listed firms. Data from Chinese Customs shows that the total value of China's imports and exports in the first quarter exceeded 10 trillion yuan, or roughly 1.3 trillion U.S. dollars. That was an increase of 5% over last year. Over 4,000 brands from more than 70 countries and regions will showcase products at the 4th China International Consumer Products Expo. The six-day event will open in Haikou on Saturday. Ireland will be the guest of honor at this year's event. Mexico has filed a lawsuit against Ecuador at the International Court of Justice over the storming of the Mexican embassy in Quito. It wants the South American country suspended from the United Nations. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh says the group is still seeking a deal for a ceasefire and hostage release, even after the killing of three of his sons in an attack in Gaza. Meanwhile, another UNICEF aid convoy is being hit by live ammunition while waiting to enter northern Gaza. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.